What's a steel fence post and a diesel glow plug have to do with saving lives? It was just one of the creative ideas you'll find at this museum, a place dedicated to using the past to train people for the future. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
Don't be left behind in the field. Young farmers and ranchers can learn from industry experts and network with peers during the Growing Forward Young Farmer event in Indianapolis, August 8th through 9th, hosted by Farm Journal Media. Industry experts will cover topics including farming in 2028, seven critical success factors for the 21st century farm, and ways to avoid common grain marketing mistakes. This event is brought to you exclusively by AgriGold, in partnership with Commodity Ag, Stoller, and Top Third Ag Marketing. Visit regonline.com/growingforward.
Fort Leonard Wood is a training center for military engineers. As Troy Morgan explains, you need creative thinking to survive here and on the battlefield.
There's a great quote from Colonel Strong, for example, during the Korean War, and he says, you know, any engineer can build a bridge if he's got everything that he needs. I need an engineer that can build a bridge when I give him nothing.
The museum here uses the past to train soldiers for the future. The site is also open to the public.
We get about 180,000 visitors a year, and only about 24,000 of those are soldiers. So the public is the vast majority of who comes. There's four museums here, the three branch museums, engineer, military, police, and chemical. And then you also have the Fort Leonardwood Museum that's set up outside.
Many of the items here are ones you've never heard about, yet they were critical in U.S. military history.
We have the flag of a gentleman named Gouverneur K. Warren, who's known as the savior of Gettysburg. He's the gentleman that literally discovers Little Round Top and its strategic importance to the Battle of Gettysburg. And we have the flag that he flew with him that day. But we have artifacts that date all the way back to the American Revolution.
And here, the artifacts keep coming in. Items that demonstrate the creative engineering that saves lives and wins battles.
For example, the enemy for a while was using heat-sensing devices to initiate the IEDs. So our soldiers got smart. They would just weld a fence post to the front of their vehicle and put a diesel glow plug on the end of it,
which would set off the IED before the vehicle reached it, keeping everyone safe. It's just one of the many interesting pieces of history you'll find at this military base. Traveling the countryside at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.